You are listening to The World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. I've never heard an artist name check a video game as one of their biggest influences, but the cult classic Jet Set Radio Future wasn't your average game. You played a futuristic rollerblading graffiti artist rebelling against massive conglomerates. It's stylish and bold, but its anti-corporate slant was hiding just under the surface. Unsurprisingly, Genesis Owusu's debut album, Smiling With No Teeth, shares a lot of similarities with the rollerblading adventure he played as a kid growing up in Australia. It's a big, brash, musical blender, showcasing his abilities in rock, hip-hop, soul, and R&B. It's a danceable, groove-filled record that begs you to turn it up. But it's also a meditation on depression and racism, one that you'll catch as you continue to peel back the layers of the album. We'll talk with Genesis after we check out one of the songs from the record. This is Gold Chains. It's Genesis Owusu on World Cafe. Sleeping sessions, curse all blessings, need refreshing, see progression, cause I beat depression. They throwing pills like M&Ms and I'm hoping they don't relapse. On stage the crowd yelling, don't get lost in feedback. My boo said I should take it slow, wish I could heed that without the burning of a greenback. When it looks so cold, that is Gold Chains. That's from our guest, Genesis Owusu. It's from his fantastic debut album, Smiling With No Teeth, which is available now. You are listening to The World Cafe. I am Kaleo. Genesis, it's nice to meet. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So Australia is home for you, but you were born in Ghana. You moved when you were just a child. I'm curious, why did your parents decide to immigrate to Australia?
So my parents decided to immigrate to Australia just to give better opportunities to me and my older brother in regards to education and stuff like that. We moved to Canberra, which is the nation's capital, very small city, just because my brother's sister, my auntie, and her family already lived there. They were pretty much like the only family or the only people we knew in Australia. So we crashed with them in Canberra for a bit before getting our own place, and I've lived here since.
Yeah. What was life growing up like in Canberra? Like you said, it's the capital, but it's a small town. What was your adolescence like?
Very much on the outside of things. I've immediately felt like an outsider being put into the situation. Like it's not a very diverse place. Very white. I was immediately put into the role of the outcast, I guess. And a lot of my adolescence was trying to figure out who I really am aside from the boxes that other people wanted to put me in.
We're here on The World Cafe with Genesis Owusu. The next song we're going to hear is a live performance recorded in Sydney in October of 2020, which is, just incredible that you guys are being able to do shows. Hopefully that's going to change here in America pretty soon. We're going to hear Whipcracker. Would you like to set this up for us? Tell us a little bit about the song and what you were thinking when you wrote it.
Yeah, this song was very much my venting song. This was like my FU, like it is what it is, no sugarcoating type song. It starts off very minimal with essentially just a drum beat, so you can hear exactly what I'm saying. You can't escape it.
Nice. That being said, take a listen. Recorded live in Sydney, October 2000. This is Genesis Owusu with Whipcracker.
Say who, 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 who. Say who. Say who, 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 who. Say who, 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 who. Spit up on your grave, hope my thoughts behave, we so depraved. Spit up on your grave, hope my thoughts behave, we so depraved. Hope your soul is safe, we gon' hold your faith. Hope your soul is safe, we gon' hold your faith. Look into the eyes of your master, tell me if you still got the answer. If you put my ass to the pastor, better go cast before a disaster. Why your ass and mom so jaded? Who forgot your thoughts on the races? Man, you got the crumbs in your faces, fed all your babies still cut. You a woman beater, but you still want respect. Fuck a bet, sit your ass in prison, sucker, you get checked. I digress, goofy slip and you get slipped. Hope you says, spit up on your grave. Who my thoughts behave, we so depraved. Spit up on your grave. Who my thoughts behave, we so depraved. Mama said, mama saw you a star. Keep your hands to yourself when you walk the car. I've been rocking, rocking with my crew. We don't f*** with neo-Nazis, yeah. Say what's up to you, 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 and you. You it. I said, spit up on your grave. Who my thoughts behave, we so depraved. Spit up on your grave. Who my thoughts behave, we so depraved. Hope your soul is safe. We gon' hold your faith. Hope your soul is safe. We gon' hold your faith. Whip your hands, whip your ass, whip your man's whip. This ain't the 50s, you ain't talking. Know your place, know your role before you get tripped. You ain't no masses, your place is bit. Whip your hands, whip your ass, whip your man's whip. This ain't no 50s, you ain't talking. Know your place, know your role before you get tripped. You ain't no masses, your place is bit. Hope your soul is safe. We gon' hold your faith. Hope your soul is safe. We gon' hold your faith. Hope your soul is safe. We gon' hold your faith. Hope your soul is safe. We gon' hold your faith.
Performance recorded live from October in 2020. It's Genesis Owusu with Whipcracker. The debut album is called Smiling With No Teeth. The first song that we played at World Cafe, and we've played a bunch, is a fascinating song. It isn't your average breakup song. The opening line is, quote, "Once I left your crazy ass, I took a therapy session." That paints a picture. That paints a very unique picture of a breakup. Tell me about Don't Need You.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess to tell you about Don't Need You, I have to tell you about the whole album. And with the album is a very very specific album because it deals with two topics, and the topics are depression and racism. And both of these topics are personified into characters rather than just like static concepts. So that song, Don't Need You, is actually about depression, but it's framed in a way where it can be interpreted on different levels. So a lot of people do think it's a breakup song, and in a lot of ways it is. It's a breakup song about a toxic relationship with depression.
Well, one thing that really impressed me is that, you know, something that you don't see a lot in hip hop songs is the acceptance of vulnerability. And maybe even the value of something like therapy. I'm curious was there a point you had to get to go, I'm really comfortable sort of addressing these demons in a way that might be more vulnerable than what you would expect?
Honestly, I started addressing these things through music. I started making music just as a mode of therapy and catharsis, just as a mode of creative expression. Like, I didn't care about making hit songs or making people dance or entertaining people. It was literally just my mode of expression. So I started talking about it in conversation just because I was explaining what my music was about.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to it. Let's play it from the album so people can hear it and connect with it. This is Genesis Owusu, Don't Need You, from his debut album, Smiling With No Teeth. It's here on The World Cafe.
You made a bet today, said I can't leave my bed today. You tapped me on my chest today, wanna rear your head on a bed today. Black dog, you be barking, barking. I always saw your ass as a hindrance, and you saw me as a target, but
wait, could this be true? I don't need you, I don't need you. This is true, I don't like you.
That's Don't Need You, from our guest Genesis Owusu here on World Cafe. The debut album is called Smiling With No Teeth. So you talked a little bit about this. The two big things at the heart of this record, depression and racism. And one of the metaphors that I noticed, one of the phrases that you use that sort of almost feels like a mantra for the record, is you say black dog, black dog. And some, you know, some of our audience would know that depression slang is using the phrase black dog, but I'm curious about the repetition and your intent behind it. Does it mean something more for you?
Yeah, so I guess when I started writing, I was conscious of the phrase black dog as a euphemism for depression. But then I realized, you know, unfortunately growing up how I did, I've also heard the phrase black dog being used at me as like a racial slur. So it was a really interesting term that I had just been exposed throughout my life in a lot of different contexts, and it really encapsulated both of the things that I wanted to talk about. I didn't just want to speak about these things as static concepts. I wanted to flesh them out and personify them as characters with their own motives and personalities and goals and desires. For example, the internal black dog, which represents depression, its personality is very lurking, almost seductive, wanting to draw you in and make you its only one, like that toxic relationship. The phrase black dog really, yeah, it turned these concepts into whole characters. Mm-hmm.
What was your experience like, and I guess it, you know, obviously continues as a black man dealing, you know, living in a place where it is majority white people. What has your experience personally been like in Australia dealing with that?
I think it is just like the other black dog. It is a journey. It's not straightforward because you have very overt racism, but then you have subtle covert racism where things are just so deeply ingrained into the society that the people that are, you know, enacting these things against you don't even know that they're doing it. So it's also put on me to be the person that is wrong, but then also the educator of the person that just wronged me, and like always having to be the bigger man and having to quell any very valid feelings like anger or sadness, because then when you become angry, then you become the angry black man, you become the paranoid one, et cetera, et cetera. So this album was very cathartic to make because it really was just a venting process. It really was just me being able to solidify and validate the feelings that I've been feeling for a while.
Yeah. And I mean, you make a great point about the onus being unfairly put back on the person who's experiencing racism, especially if it's a subconscious racism action that you go, this is racist, and they get offended, and you have to be the person who explains, wait a minute, I shouldn't have to be defending my feelings to explain to you why what you've done is wrong.
Yeah, exactly. It's a different level, like psychologically, than someone just like calling you the N-word. Cause like, I'm sure they know they're wrong and you know they're wrong. But when it's like covert like that, it's a lot more nitty gritty, you know? But also with that being said, another reason I wanted to personify these topics into characters is because I felt like it gave me a lot more freedom sonically. So, I mean, like you were saying, Don't Need You sounds like a breakup song. It doesn't sound like a song about depression. I feel like having, for example, having this character that's essentially trying to seduce you to be their only one, I can make songs that sound sexy. I can make songs that sound fun and upbeat and dancey. But at their core, when you really dig down into the surface, they're all about these two very weighty topics. So I feel like it's given me a lot of freedom and creative liberation.
Yeah, there's some songs in the record that are that, you know, you listen to it and you see the title, like, say, I Don't See Color. And you can kind of feel like if you listen to it, it's a banger. But at the same time, like, these are tough topics that, you know, a lot of people, if they really spend some time with the lyrics, might make them uncomfortable.
Yeah, definitely. And that's very intentional. It's like, what's the phrase? You lure more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. It's kind of like giving a little bit of bait just to lure them into a false sense of comfort. But then, you know, on that third or fourth listen, when they get used to the beat and they start digging down into the lyrics, they're like, oh, wait, this is what this is really about. I've always been like really fascinated by that, especially like with songs like Hey Ya by Outkast or 1999 by Prince, where they both do that. And it's like you're dancing to this Prince song where he's like, we're going to party like it's 1999. And then you get onto your fourth listen and you're like, wait, he's talking about literal Armageddon, like the world ending and stuff like that. I've always been really interested in stuff like that.
Yeah, it makes tough subjects to go down a little bit easier. Has there been any response from people that, you know, that are fans of your music, sort of recognizing what you're talking about on more than just a surface level?
Yeah, definitely. And that really warms my heart. I've almost gotten to a place of almost like pessimism, where I thought people weren't really listening to what I was saying. It was all about if they could dance to it or not. And whether they can dance to it or not is also important. I want people to have fun, but it does warm my heart when I get messages from people like, hey, I've been dealing with these things too, and this song has really helped me and has really put a smile on my face. So yeah, people have recognized and I appreciate the recognition.
You're listening to The World Cafe. We're talking to Genesis Owusu. The debut album is out now. It's called Smiling With No Teeth. I'm curious a little bit about what it was like last year going through sort of the Black Lives Matter protests. And obviously in America, where a lot of this was sort of actually happening after the death of George Floyd, it was very palpable and real, but there were protests going on all over the world. What was it like for you in Australia?
Like you said, those protests and those events sent ripples all over the world, and Australia was no different. And it also sparked a Black Lives Matter conversation in Australia pertaining to our Indigenous population, who have been so extremely wronged over the whole course of Australian history. There have been several Aboriginals. They're black people here as well. They Aboriginals go by black fellas here. And there have been, you know, Aboriginal people who have died in police custody saying the exact same thing, saying, I can't breathe. So it was a really powerful and explosive time that struck a lot of awareness for a lot of people.
And I imagine that sort of motivated more of what you were doing on the album.
Weirdly, no.
Oh.
I had written most of the album, pretty much all of the lyrics, before that had risen to its peak. So, and yeah, a lot of people heard the album and thought I was rapping about, you know, very current circumstances, or like people who had heard it before thought I was like prophetic to some circumstance. And I kind of wish that was the case, but unfortunately it's more of a Groundhog Day type situation where I'm just rapping about things that I've seen and experienced before, and it's going in a cycle.
You're listening to The World Cafe. We're here with Genesis Owusu. The debut album is called Smiling With No Teeth. I've been fortunate to hear a lot of origin stories over the years interviewing musicians. It's kind of cool to hear how people grew up and what influenced them, countless influences. But I have never, ever heard someone explain that one of their most important influences that shaped them was a video game, especially a video game that I, as a teenager, loved. So I have to ask you about this. First off, tell everyone what Jet Set Radio Future is.
It would be my pleasure. Jet Set Radio Future is a game that came out on the like OG original Xbox in 2002. It's a game that's set in Neo Tokyo, where freedom of expression has been outlawed, and these like billionaire corrupt corporations essentially like rule the government and the police force. And you play as this street gang of rollerblading, dancing graffiti artists who battle for turf with the police and other gangs of rollerblading, dancing graffiti artists. And you essentially, yeah, like rebels to an authoritarian government.
You know.
And it changed my life.
As you do. As one might do in a video game. It is one of the most unique and constantly name-checked video games when it comes to originality and style. I am curious, how did you like know that it played such a big part in shaping you, and why?
I think from the jump, since I played it so young, I think I was maybe 4 or 5 when I was first exposed to it. I had never been exposed to anything like that. And all of that isn't even mentioning the soundtrack, which was insane. Like the soundtrack, I feel like if you listen to my album and then you listen to the soundtrack for that video game, you can maybe kind of make some ties, at least in regards to like the versatility and the palette of sounds, like the noise rock and the electronic and the future funk. Oh man, it was insane.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll slip a little bit of Hideki Naganuma's soundtrack as we're talking underneath, because it is one of those things. That was one of the first video games that I played that sort of exposed me to like acid jazz and trip hop and like, yeah, this like post funk sound, and it was just really modern and contemporary and stylish. I think that's really fascinating, and I think that's really cool. Do know that there is a spiritual successor to this video game coming out later this year, right?
I know, man. I saw it. It was the greatest day of my life watching that trailer. I've been adding Sega for so long. Please make another one. So I'm glad someone's doing it.
Oh man, it's coming soon. And yeah, it is. It's really, really cool to hear. It's always interesting to hear when an influence comes from something beyond music or literature, you know. And I think we're getting to that point, man, where I think more and more people are going to be influenced by the, you know, as video games emerges into a truly, you know, appreciated art medium. You're going to see more of that in the future.
Definitely, definitely. It's an underrated medium of art in general, and I'm glad it's going to be getting a lot more appreciation in the future.
We're hanging out with Genesis Owusu here on World Cafe. The new album is called Smiling With No Teeth. We got one more live performance. We're going to close with the team. Can you tell us a little bit about this track?
It's a very soulful, smooth, funky track. That I wrote about cultural appropriation. I kind of wrote it to vent and to kind of poke fun sort of satirically at people who perpetuate cultural appropriation and stuff like that. But I glazed it with honey to make it lure some people in.
Yeah. Is there an example in particular of cultural appropriation that bugs you more than, say, like other ones? Or is there one that you were thinking of when you wrote that?
No, I kind of lay them, a lot of them out in the first verse. It's kind of just like I saw, you know, my female cousins and stuff like that getting teased for having like big butts or big lips or braids. And then, you know, fast forward, Kim Kardashian's got all of those things and suddenly is like the greatest thing in the world. So, yeah.
Let's check it out. This is Genesis Owusu with the team. It's here on World Cafe.
Thank you.
That is Genesis Owusu with the team. The debut album is called Smiling With No Teeth. You know, want to give a shout out because it's been so rare to have live music on the show as of recent with the full band because of, you know, COVID precautions. Can you tell us who was playing with you for that performance?
Yeah, on guitar, I've got Kieran J. Callinan. On bass, I've got Touch Sensitive. On rhythm guitar, I've got Jonty. Drums, we have Julian Sudek. And on keys, my manager, Andrew Klippel.
Nice. Hats off to the band. The debut album is available now. It is called Smiling With No Teeth. Genesis, man, congratulations on the record. And we hope to see you when this whole thing blows over stateside. Stop into the studio and come and see us, all right?
Of course. It'll be my pleasure. First playing out, I'm coming.
Genesis Owusu, everyone. I'm Kaleo. We'll be back in a moment with more World Cafe.